Steve, thanks. It's Bill F. and it's Wendy Snyder, along with Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD. Woo. If you like your food and you like your websites, it's the perfect combination of both. Hi, guys.
If you like your oddly placed enthusiasm, look to us.
Right.
Oddly placed.
The king and queen of oddly placed enthusiasm.
Pipers of enthusiasm right here.
Wendy and I were talking about this on Monday. My wife and I ate at a restaurant over the weekend that was an interesting concept to me, and I don't know if this is commonplace. It's a seafood restaurant that had no plates, no silverware of any kind. The napkins aplenty because you need them. What you would do is you would order the type of seafood you wanted. They had 8 or 9 choices of different kind of seafood, everything from crawfish to shrimp to lobster to scallops, on and on and on and on. Then you would pick the type of spices you wanted. Then you would pick any side dishes. And what they would do is they would boil it all up in a bag.
Yeah.
And then you would dump it out on the
table.
And
you've never done this before?
I've never heard of
this
before.
It's called a boil, where not the verb to boil, but a boil. And
an experience.
Yeah. And what they do is they kind of put all of what you want into a bag.
Right.
And they boil it.
Yeah.
Including a spice bag.
I get that, the combination of ingredients, and that's really popular, but the whole no plate thing, did they tie your hands behind your back too?
They didn't tie our hands behind our backs, but I'm a
bobbing
person.
For shrimp boil.
Bobbing for corn. Yeah.
I like the restaurant experience to be somewhat neater than that one was. The food was extremely tasty, but it was, I mean, really, you needed to take a shower the second you were halfway through your meal. It was just so...
You kind of, they want you to definitely to immerse yourself in it. I mean, yeah. Where was the butter?
On your face.
There was... Right. It was everywhere. It was everywhere.
No, and, but I mean, you don't boil it in butter, right? So where did they apply it for you? Was it on the table for you to apply to the corn and dipping?
I don't remember there being butter. The only thing that was separate, like we ordered hush puppies and we ordered sweet potato fries.
those
were not in the bag.
With the corn and the potatoes.
No.
And you don't need silverware for those.
No.
You don't need silverware for those.
Or the corn.
But I said to Terry, I said, you know, the next time we ordered from here, I would like to just pick it up and then bring it home and have it in the privacy of my own home with plates and knives and forks and spoons and ladles and
it's
stuff.
It's proper. There's decorum. No, but okay, so it was just the two of you guys?
Yeah.
All right.
It would have been hard to eat there. Like, we were going to, there was another couple that
what were
the
other couples doing? Did you, because sometimes I'll defer and
it
like,
was a mess.
What are they doing?
Right.
What
it was, it
there's
looked,
a lot of slathering.
It looked like a scene from Walking Dead all over, everywhere you'd look. And I don't know that I'd want to eat there with people
all right,
that
so
I didn't.
What, let's break this down. What exactly did you have within your boil? Was it crawfish?
I just had garlic shrimp. And you got a lot. I mean, it was a pound of garlic shrimp, and it was tasty, but it
was. Why do you need a fork?
So messy. Because they were served, the shrimp were served with the heads on.
So you rip them off.
Yeah, you tear them in the, like, come on.
It seems so barbaric.
It's a little, it's sort of medieval times, but it's more just like Nolan's time.
That's what otters do. That's why I like, I mean, when you eat crab legs, I actually get into.
I love the cracking of the crab leg. I really, really get annoyed when they've sawed the leg.
Do
for
you?
Me.
It's so much easier,
no,
though.
No, dude,
it's fine.
I have stress and I get to work it out.
And your hands get all buttery and greasy, so you just use your hands to eat the potatoes and the corn anyway.
I guess.
Or you can bring a Swiss Army knife with the utensils and leave it in your pocket at all times.
There's that. All right. Next time.
How did they bust the tables? Did you watch? I mean, do they just dump it? How
they
well did they clean
this
the
giant
table?
With a sheet of like brown paper over
like
the table.
Okay. Yeah. Your own paper.
And then they gave us, I told Wendy this already, as we walked in, they gave us lobster bibs. And I go, you know what? I don't need that. I'm not having lobster. And he goes, oh, you're going to want it. And I go, no, I would love to have the lobster, but I was really,
like,
and he goes, it
Gallagher
doesn't matter.
Show.
It was like a Gallagher show. Please put this on. But in reality, a lobster bib was nice, but I could have used a raincoat or something.
Well, now you know.
Yeah, for next time I would do a raincoat.
But really, at what point would you have thought utensils would work here?
The
aside
whole time.
From just,
right away. Immediately.
Aside from just normally having them, why did you think... Okay, so you didn't have crab. You had shrimp.
I had shrimp.
Did you have crawfish?
We did not.
Okay, because you don't use utensils for those.
Right.
Wendy and I don't use utensils for crab.
Right. I just like to have it
I
if I need
it. Here.
It's always nice to have a fork if you need
it. But could you have asked?
Yeah, I did ask
and
was laughed
at. And they
said no? We don't have silverware here, sir.
There were no
There's silverware
in
at all.
New Orleans times, therefore there is none here.
I guess not.
It's medieval
What's
New Orleans
the restaurant
times.
Called?
It was called Boilers Fish and Boilers Shrimp and Crawfish. It's on Dempster.
Slash either, no forks.
It's right.
Slash
BYOF.
Fork you.
Right, that was the name of it.
I like that. Yeah, I'd go to that.
Right, I would attend that anytime. So a pleasant. Honestly, it was an interesting experience, and the food was outstanding. But boy, is it messy.
Well, I will say it is in fact very, very southern. It's more along the Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
But what they do is they take what they either have or what they've caught,
yeah,
and they throw it into a bag, and then they just throw it in the boiling water until it all cooks up together, including corn, potatoes, whatever, and then you just kind of throw it in a bowl and go for it.
Now, sometimes, you know, did you look to any of your neighbors?
Like, I did.
And it's like, hey, buddy, wouldn't a fork be great? Right. Like, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Everyone in the restaurant, most of us in the restaurant had that look. And like I said, everybody had their own napkin dispenser because the ratio of napkins to shrimp was an exact 1-to-1. Every time you had a shrimp, you needed a new napkin.
And anytime there's maybe some unknowns or things that people aren't used to, do they have maybe the host come up front and say, like, here's what we're doing. Here at so-and-so's,
the
we
owner,
never use forks.
The owner's a man named Chris who was incredibly nice, who came over and explained the concept to us. Okay, he was very welcoming, and he was the one I said, how about a knife or a fork? And he goes, no, we don't. Wait, please, sir.
You'll say no later.
Come
on. We are BYOS, bring your own silverware.
That's nice. How it was.
Per yeah. a texter.
That's how it was. Years ago in Florida, my family used to eat at a place, and the name of it escapes me, but it was a crab house, and they had mallets, and everybody, and again, there you could get a fork or a knife if you wanted one, but it was like a game to bust it up, and you would get hit with shells from
whack-a-crab.
Tables. It was Whack-a-Crab. That was the name of the restaurant.
Joe's
was Whack-a-Crab.
Crab Shack has that to yeah. this day, where it's just like a boil, but it's in a tray.
Right.
And they have the mallets.
But you'd get hit. Like, there'd be people sitting across the hall from you, and you'd get a piece of crab. Like, sorry. You get that all the time.
That's a bonus piece because it's very
yeah,
expensive.
Right. That's mine now.
Yeah, I don't. So if you had ordered crab, would it have in fact come with a cracker? I don't mind the crab cracker.
I'm not sure.
I use that little
the
fork,
tiny fork
knife thing.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because that you
oh,
just
the real small one.
Yeah, you just rip the shell and then pull.
Here's the thing too. If you want to do this at home, it's not that expensive.
And really,
but I do recommend the forks, the tiny forks, and you've got to have at least one cracker.
Yeah. What's not expensive?
Doing a crab dinner
because you're just getting raw shrimp or crab or whatever you're getting.
Yeah,
it's expensive. Even
well, but it's not as expensive as going out for it.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's easy because you just have to steam it.
And the grocery stores have pretty regular sales on crab.
Yeah,
and
you
shrimp.
Can get it at Costco.
Oh, can you?
And,
yeah.
and
it's
Sam's,
pre-cooked, right? And then you steam it.
I steam it. Anyway,
you
got to
buy 10,000 at a time, though, don't you?
Yeah, no,
no,
no. You can buy it by the pound.
No, 8,000, 9,000.
I want to buy it by the truckload.
I need a pallet of shrimp.
Very, very good. I do it based on color. So you steam it, and then when it gets to that like really, really vibrant red,
yeah,
that's when I pull it.
Oh,
it's great.
All right.
It really doesn't take that long at all.
Yeah.
And it's a lot less money. It's less than going out for it.
You're like the anti-deadliest catch.
No, I will tell you,
catch.
Ever since I watched that program, I have never once complained about the amount that I have paid for crab.
Right.
Ever.
Because lives could be lost
through.
To get
the lives are lost. It's not even a can.
Shrimp.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And that's not even including the crab lives.
Right.
Yeah.
It's even worse. All right, a quick break and then more with Hannah and Dane of Flavor HD. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN. Hannah and Dane are here from Flavor HD. Every Wednesday we talk about the world of food. The sweet show, it's a baking and sweet show this time around. Is that what it is?
Great American Baking and Sweets Show. No, it's not Sweets Show.
The American
Baking
and Sweets Show.
It is. I was
that's
right.
And it
is
great. And also in America.
America. America.
I'm glad we're doing it here in America. I know there was talk
of doing
it. It's not only
here in America, it's here in Rosemont.
Oh, even better.
Because
they had talked about doing it in Bulgaria, and everyone's like, I don't think that's going to work.
Well, it's just a very different lot. I mean, I don't know. The
you don't
pastries
want to get into
are just
it.
Different.
Right.
They
yeah.
talked about doing
not
it
a lot of sugar.
In Rosemont, but it's actually in Schaumburg.
Oh, it is?
No,
which a lot of people confuse.
It's a push.
People
yeah.
can't. This is for the public, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we'll do the sweet shows, like the one at McCormick Place is not for the public, but this one, the public is invited.
Yep. Yep.
Right. Yeah. Can we start the taunting that we get to go to the sweet show now, or no? We have to wait on
we're
that?
Still a couple months away.
Okay, just checking.
Right, I feel guilty about that.
Right there, public. No, no.
For a 30-second aside, I don't anymore. I used to, and now I don't because it's not the way it used to be. It's not like we walk out with duffel bags of candy.
Right.
Oh, I brought home a lot of candy.
I came home with like 3 pieces last year.
Oh.
Why?
That's what tell the kids.
Oh, gotcha.
No, I really
the bag
didn't,
has gotten smaller in like the spirit of fun size. Yeah. You know how it was...
Man, my purse has gotten bigger, though.
if you plan it right, you get multiple trips. I mean, for those who plan, I'm not a planner.
Right.
But back to this is in fact open to the public.
All right.
And it's this weekend.
What do people need to know?
For the event that actually exists.
Right.
The American Baking and Sweet Show, November 13th through the 15th. That's coming up this weekend, 2015, at the Renaissance Schaumburg Convention Center. So you drive by, you wonder, what are they doing with that? Well, they're doing this with that.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to have not only baking, but also sweets and candy, coffee, liqueurs. It's going to have a lot of hardware out there for those baking enthusiasts that need the special tool to make it all work. And there's going to be some great celebrities that are going to be there, including our buddy Duff is going to be out there.
Duff Golden, Ace of Cakes.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right, good. And Dane, you have more?
And we have 2 pairs of tickets for it for
two
winners.
2 pairs?
Yes, 2 pairs.
Holy wow, we are so generous.
Yep. You're very generous. Wow. And Hannah, please watch the language. Come on.
Thank you.
Some kids are home from school today with the holy wow.
Yeah, right, because of Veterans Day.
Right.
The way to win is like the first 2 callers that can name, because we've kind of thrown out some smoke signals right here and some kind of diversionary tactics on the words, is you just have to name the city that it's taking place in, the first 2 that do that.
All right.
We'll win the pairs of tickets for it. And
Kevin,
they're gonna...
do you know the... Because Kevin's answering the phones.
Kevin's confused.
And they're each going to win a book, one of Duff's brand new books, Duff Bakes.
All right. I will go whisper the answer to Kevin so he knows. But call us right now at 312-981-7200. And did you say the first 2 who know the city that it's taking place in? Is that
each,
what you said?
Each of the... the first one gets a pair and the second one gets a pair.
So they can go with people that they at least agree to go with, you know, or you could choose a friend or put it on eBay.
Well, it's hard to go solo. You and I've been we've gotten separated at the Sweets and Snacks show before. And then when we find each other, we're like, oh, yeah, and it looks like a deodorant commercial where we've gone and hugged. It's nice.
We're blocked by like the Twinkie the Kid guy.
It's terrible.
We shove aside the Hello Kitty.
People are calling in now for those tickets. Now, there's also a big something going on.
Tomorrow night.
Giada De Laurentiis. Yeah, what is this?
Whoever said Chicago was the epicenter of the food magnetism, right? Where we're drawing in all of the great events and certainly some of the smallest but very talented members of a food celebrity.
Muy pequeño.
Yeah, she's that means small in Spanish.
Right, mm-hmm. Very small.
Yeah.
Even though she's Italian.
Isn't she Italian?
Yes.
Well, but pequeño is Spanish, right? But probably not far off from the Italian small.
Right.
Right.
Hannah was making it global. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Hannah.
I do what I can.
So Giada, although she travels the globe, she will be in Naperville of all places, right? And it's an evening with Giada Thursday. That's tomorrow, November 12th at Pfeiffer Hall in Naperville. I have 2 pairs of tickets for that. Each pair gets a book. So you'll have to like look on with your neighbor, I guess, on the book side. Mm-hmm. So we have 2 pairs of that. And then it's at Pfeiffer Hall out in Naperville at 7:30 tomorrow night. And in order to win that, let's think of like what would be a nice collective thing. Maybe the first 2 people who can name Giada's, like how tall she is, maybe, perhaps?
No.
Well, because you have not divulged that, so it would be almost impossible for someone to know
that. As a side note, Pfeiffer Hall is on the campus of North Central College. So it's actually, I believe it's put on by Anderson's Books, but they work in conjunction with North Central College right there in Naperville.
All right. Very, very good. So we need to figure out a way to give those tickets.
Just give it to caller, I don't know. Let's just like Kevin.
Let's
can
not
do it
spend
randomly.
A lot of time on this.
Caller 5. Caller and 6.
5 and 6 at 312-981-7200. We will announce the winners to your previous contest in just a little bit. Kevin's getting all that information.
Yeah.
But now call again. You have another chance to win.
If you didn't win that.
Right.
Perhaps we should have separated the 2 giveaways.
No, but they were separated by 9 seconds. That's plenty of time.
And about 40 miles and totally different places and days.
Look at Kevin's twitching in the producer's booth. He can't even keep
He's
still.
He's in a reverse fetal position.
312-981-7200. I think we said callers 5 and 6.
Yeah, 5 and 6. That sounds good.
5 and 6. 312-981-7200. Dial that up right now. We didn't have time to talk about this, but maybe this can come up next time you guys are on.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some strange goings on at Chipotle.
Yeah.
But they hope to get things back in order.
Well, Chipotle took a very interesting stance, which is they closed their locations in Oregon and Seattle. All of them. Which is, I don't know, 40-some stores. Because there was an E. coli outbreak.
Yeah.
And they were...
Wait, Wendy,
I went to Chipotle.
That's one of the after effects. But it was an interesting position where they were like, we don't know where this is coming from, and we don't want anybody else to get sick. We're done.
Yeah.
Until now, they're reopening. They have not located the source. But it was a very interesting position where they really took their customers' health
into account. A lot of money
they lost
closing.
A lot of money. And I have not been able to figure out if they've paid their employees, because that's a lot of money out of their employees. Pockets as well, but it really did allow people to feel that they cared about their customer base because they didn't want them to get sick.
I ate at Chipotle that exact day that
did
everything
really?
Came out.
Yeah.
So,
but it wasn't here. But they couldn't, because they couldn't figure it out. And those stores have all the same vendors.
Yeah,
they were just like, we're done. We don't want people. We don't. How bad is this going to get? Just shut it. Shut it down.
There was a big E. coli issue with cilantro a couple of years ago, and they put you're right.
Yeah, there was another one. Yeah, it's, I mean, food recalls are interesting because of the factorization of food. And I mean, if it's one thing, then it hits everybody.
Can I have, we're going to go to Kevin right now in the producer's booth. Kevin, who are the winners of the two contests that Hannah and Dane have just...
Sandy Stillwell and Diane Rapala were our first two winners.
Yay, uh-huh. Sandy and
then,
nice. Diane.
And then callers 5 and 6 were Jim Reed and Jim Turner.
The gyms.
Yay, the gyms.
The two gyms have finally won. All right, well...
what did they win?
I find it interesting that the gyms were the winners for Giada.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, and she's got a brand new book, Happy Cooking. You know those gyms love happiness.
I'm sure that's why they were calling. That's why they were calling.
Hannah, thank you. Dane, thank you. Visit their website. It's flavorhd.com. It's right there on your internet. Appreciate it, guys. Have a good week.
All right, you too.
Back after this, it's Bill and Wendy WGN.